Do you know this part of the country?
No, this is my first trip to York.
It's a very unusual area. People call it the Swiss Transylvania.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. They just do.
The Seestrasse is a tunnel, a spine with attached rooms to it that one can enter through a door or a gate. It serves as a corridor, connecting the different entities.
Transylvania is a historical region located in central Romania with a particular scenery and rich history, including infamous and cruel rulers. In Western culture, it is most associated with vampires. After Bram Stoker's gothic horror novel Dracula from 1897 used Transylvania as its setting. Since then, it has been represented in fiction and literature as a land of mystery and horror.
In the Swiss Transylvania, this sense of mystery and imagination gets triggered through the fencing of the Seestrasse. On one side, it enables the staging of one's desires within the walls. On the other side, the fence functions as decor for the street's spectacle. In its ambiguity, it embodies different tensions. The tension between hiding and teasing. The tension between luxury and being locked up. The tension between protection and ornamentation. The fencing forms an enclosure in which fiction can emerge. It enables the owners of the house to stage their projection of desires within their walls, resulting in the Seestrasse as one big stage of imported models. Simultaneously, it inspires the pedestrians to imagine possible realities behind this insurmountable barrier.
Kilchberg is a municipality adjacent to the city of Zurich. In its history, it benefited immensely from the neighboring city as well as its profitable location by the lake and hillside with an unhindered view up to the Alps. From the 19th century until today, these circumstances and the fact that Kilchberg always had a much lower tax rate than Zurich attracted more and more wealthy people. This resulted in a large variety of villas along its shoreline. These villas desire to own the lake. They want to alter it within their walls to escape from their surroundings into the realm of a personal paradise. Polidori, in his 1819 written short tale, transformed the vampire into the form that is recognized today, an aristocratic fiend who preys amongst high society. He most likely has been inspired by the life and legend of Elizabeth Báthory, an Hungarian noblewoman with multiple family ties to different rulers of Transylvania. She was infamous for acting out her sadism within her walls. After a trial was held against her by other aristocrats, she was ordered for lifelong house arrest in her castle. Once there is a fence, there is an in and an out. The enclosure not only enables fiction to take form, but also reality. Through the fencing, something can start to emerge.
Up to the mid-20th century, the plots by the lake were without exception under private ownership. From the 1950s until the 1970s, under the long reign of Mayor Bruno Herzer, Kilchberg started to buy some of these entities along the shoreline to open them up and enable the public to reach the water. The strategy of this project was more or less to tear down the existing villa and replace it simply by a yard, two benches, and a trash can. This resulted in what is today known as the Pearl Necklace of Public Parks in Kilchberg. At approximately the same time, in the 1950s, the municipality of Kilchberg owned a hotel in the canton of Graubünden, the Predakulm, located in mountainous Bergün. They wanted to enable the population to go on holidays, and as a citizen, you were able to go during the winter or summer seasons on vacation colonies with other citizens, creating an ephemeral commune that would go on hiking or skiing trails together. Yet, in the 60s, with the rise of the car and growing wealth of the middle class in Kilchberg, the municipality sold the hotel, since now everybody was able to go on holiday by themselves, to their own secondary apartments. Since the fence divides, separates, and therefore produces space, and since the typology of the villa by the lake gives the space the proper stage to project either fiction or reality, something is missing in the handling of these few publicly accessible plots on the shoreline.